It's Dubai 92. It's the Big Breakfast. Nat's here with you, chatting to Farida from Frying Pan Adventures for this week's Dose of This. Got a taste for you. Cheap Eats. Right, I know you're going to have me salivating and starving before 10 a.m. What have you got for us this week? Where can we go and stuff our faces with something delicious?
This week, we're not going too far from where I live, which is, again, on Rigga Road. It's within walking distance to Satbir Hotel. And this restaurant, the way the server told me how to pronounce the name is Che O Master. And they specialize in Burmese cuisine, so Ooh. Myanmar. Now, and what I went there for was the unofficial national dish of Myanmar, which is mohinga, is this rich, flavorful, umami, fragrant fish soup with the slippery, soft rice vermicelli noodles swimming in it. And the flavors, I mean, I could sense there was ginger, garlic, they've got some chili powder, turmeric in there as well. And then lemongrass, which makes for this perfect foil for that slightly fishy taste. It's not overpowering, so I was very pleased with that. And then they added these bean crackers. So think of it like a bean tempura.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it was split peas. And there was a boiled egg. And then they gave me a bowl of chopped coriander, a lime wedge,
Yum.
And chili powder, which I was so grateful for. The broth itself is not very spicy, so I doused it with chili powder. I squeezed some lime in there, added in the cilantro, and the first sip I had of it, it was a hug for my tummy. It was just this rich, comforting feel, and I just kept going back in for more, pairing it with that crunchy cracker, which surprisingly stayed crunchy to the end, even though it was immersed in that broth.
Kind of sounds like fish soup for the soul instead of chicken soup for the soul. When you were talking
yes.
about it and with the lemongrass and that kind of stuff and chucking in
yeah.
all the coriander and the chilliness of it all, it reminded me of yeah. a pho, and I'm sorry if I've mispronounced that, but that is the kind
You're
of like comfort
right.
that it was emoting for me.
Yes, I mean, look, I think at 22 dirhams, my heart, my soul, my tummy were very
good. Oh, yeah, with that price point, they would be. And as we go into our wintry months, a little bowl of warm goodness is definitely what we're after. 2 points to make. Confluence, great word that you used. Second, you almost lost me when you said fish soup and then you went saying slippery something. And I'm like, you don't want to say the word slippery and fish in the same sentence
together.
But you tied it back. You brought it back with the vermicelli. Okay, so you won me back there. Yeah. When I'm feeling a bit more adventurous, I'll definitely give it a try. Can you tell us the name of the place again and the hotel where we can find it?
The name of the place is Che O Master, and it is within the Satbir Hotel and Apartments located on a corner of Rigga Road.
Thank you so much, Farida from Frying Pan Adventures. As the winter months do approach, you should definitely try some of their food tours, and she'll inspire you some more on how to stuff your face. Have a great week.
You too, Nat.